I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on December 11th, 2019. Codeweavers has released version 19 of Crossover. The popular commercial software builds on the open source code developed by the Wine Project and provides a compatibility layer to enable Windows applications to run on Linux, macOS, and ChromeOS. While Linux users will benefit from improved Microsoft Office support in this latest release, the most impressive thing about the new version is the work that Codeweavers put in to support 32-bit applications on 64-bit-based macOS Catalina. Codeweavers heavily contributes back to Wine itself, and that project will shortly be entering a code freeze prior to its next major release, with version 5 due to land very early in the new year. Another organization with cross-platform aspirations is Google, who today is hosting its Flutter Interact event in New York City. The Flutter Toolkit is designed to allow developers to write a single code base that can run on multiple platforms, and the release of version 1.12 sees it starting to extend its reach beyond Android and iOS apps. While it's been possible to use Flutter to target the main desktop platforms for some time, until now the supporting libraries had been classed as pre-alpha and were likely to have breaking changes. But Google has now stabilized, but not yet finalized, macOS support and has also introduced a beta version of Flutter for the web. And with Flutter also supporting Google's yet-to-be-released Fuchsia operating system, it's perhaps easy to see why the company would be keen to encourage the widespread adoption of the technology. A post on the Linux Foundation's website today is attempting to attract more eyeballs towards a new container auditing tool. Although version 1 of Turn was released just over a month ago, today's blog post will likely be the first time that many have come across the project. Turn was originally developed by VMware to check the licenses of software within a container for compliance purposes, but has since evolved into a more general-purpose tool for auditing container images and producing a more human-readable bill of materials of their contents. NPM Inc. has introduced a new repository product aimed at the individual JavaScript developer. Until now, users of NPM faced a choice of either gaining free access to the platform but having all of their code quickly visible, or paying for a team-oriented experience along with private repositories. The company has now introduced a new subscription package that provides individuals with private repositories but without all of the overhead of the collaborative tooling. However, the new option doesn't come cheap, and at $7 a month, it's priced exactly the same as the per-seat cost of the company's existing team-based offering. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/66. We'll be back tomorrow.